This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, welcome back to Douglas Park Radio. We hope you survived the holidays and remember how to tie your shoes, because we're back for a brand new term. I'm Chloe.
And I'm Piper. If you're sitting in class right now and wondering why your brain feels like mush, don't worry, so is everyone else.
That's right. We've officially hit the home stretch of school year, which means one very important thing. Christmas is basically tomorrow.
Well, not literally tomorrow, Chloe. But if you listen closely, you can already hear the countdown ticking. I've already started writing my list for Santa, and step one is asking for no more homework for the rest of the year.
Good luck with that. Speaking of surviving the term, let's talk about our wonderful teachers. Have you taken a look at them today?
I have. Our official teacher tiredness sensor, which is just me looking at how big their coffee cups are, is reading off the charts. Mr. Riley is drinking about out of a bucket.
It's day one and they already have that. Is it 3 o'clock yet? Look in their eyes. A quick message to all the students. Please be extra nice to your teachers today, or at least don't ask where your pencil went for the 10th time. Mrs. Ryan looks like she's ready to snap, and I don't mean the pencil.
Now, for today's school and news headlines.
First up, a terrifying sight in the staff room this morning. A box of Christmas tinsel spotted on the table. It's not even December, people. Take cover.
In other news, the school lost property box has been cleared out, but somehow there are already 3 single shoes and an identified cardigan sitting in there. If you're missing a shoe, how did you walk home?
And a quick PSA for anyone trying to get through the day. Your teacher looks like they're staring blankly at the whiteboard, gently handing them a biscuit and back away slowly.
Wise advice, Chloe. Coming up next, we're handing over the microphones to our expert future planning correspondents, JK and Millie.
And we are back. I'm JK, currently hiding behind the desk so the teachers won't give me any extra jobs today.
And I'm Millie. I tried to ask my teacher if we could watch Christmas movies for the rest of the year. Yes, I know it's only term 4. But he just sighed and handed me a maths worksheet.
Let me tell you that Classroom Chronicles today. Have you noticed the Year 6 students lately? They are walking about the school looking very cool and very serious.
That's because this is their last stretch before heading off to high school or intermediate. They think they're huge big bosses now. But we all know they're secretly terrified of getting lost in a giant new school next year.
Absolutely. I saw Year 6 practicing their cool school walk around the turf, across the turf today. They tripped over a netball post, but tried to act like they meant to do it. Nice try.
We're going to miss them, though. Who else is going to take up all the space at the front of the line for ice blocks?
Exactly. Now for a favourite segment, Totally True and the Effects. Yes, I know it's only term 3, but we can dream, baby. We can dream.
Fact number 1, if you mention the word Christmas in your class, your teacher's eye will twitch, but they will also secretly dream about holiday naps.
Fact number 2, Year 6 students will pretend they are too grown up for primary school, but the second the playground slide is free, they will run for it.
Fact 3, glue sticks lid will disappear 3 times the normal speed this term. No one knows where they go. They just evaporate. Perhaps Mr. Watts eats them.
Before we go, a quick reminder to all Year 6s. Enjoy being the biggest kids in the school while it lasts. Because next year, you're going back to being the tiny ones.
Up next, we have some awesome JK tunes to get you through the morning. Stay cool, Douglas Park.
Kia ora, and hello, everybody. Get ready to fire up those brain cells today. Yes, the ones that we sometimes forget to use. Now, I know some of you might groan when you hear the word mass, but hear me out. I actually love it. So I wrote a brand new song all by myself to prove that mass is just way more than counting at 200. So check it out.
and turn the tables when I play you this song. Bet you didn't know that. Oh, it's time for the chorus. Well, bye. I guess I don't know. The 13 times tables, nah, just kidding. I ain't writing all about that, and this song is not really about math. Sad. Anyways, bye.
Welcome, listeners, to Term 3 School News and Notices reporting for duty.
That's right. A fresh new term means new information to keep you entertained.
This better be worth it because my ice cream melted on the way here.
I'm sure it will be. Firstly, the netball and hockey teams are halfway through the season and they're killing it.
Correct. Last season, I rolled my ankle by getting pushed into a pole. Isn't that crazy?
Very much so. Are you okay?
Of course I'm okay. It happened last term.
Okay, jeepers. Well, in their last game, DPS Pulse lost their match with a score of 3-9.
Very depressing loss for DPS Pulse.
Agreed. We sadly have no updates or scores for the hockey teams, but we're sure they're doing great.
Now for the terrible news. The end of Beat Station.
Yes, very sad news. We all enjoyed learning how to play the ukulele, the drums, the tambourine, the egg shakers and the sticks. It was a super fun term.
Agreed. We all missed the awesome tunes and the opportunity to learn music.
Now, the last part of the notices is...
Mini ball is starting up. You should definitely join. I think trying new sports is the best thing to get into.
Mini ball is basically a mini version of basketball for primary school kids, typically for ages 5 to 11.
It is smaller balls, lower hoops and smaller courts.
I did it once, and it was the funnest experience of my life. I definitely recommend joining for this term.
Now it's time to say goodbye and move on to the next story, song or deep dive.
That's right. So we have to say our goodbyes. Thank you for listening to DPS School News and Notices. He konera e te whanau. Born in 69 BCE, Cleopatra VII was far more than just a famous ruler. She was an absolute genius. She was the very first ruler in her Greek bloodline to learn the native Egyptian language, and she spoke over a dozen other languages, meaning she almost never needed a translator. On top of that, she became the ruler of ancient Egypt when she was only 18 years old. Tragically, her life ended in 30 BCE, marking it the ultimate end of the Egyptian pharaohs. Now, a little background on her family. Cleopatra's family originally came from Greece. They were famous for marrying their own siblings and cousins to keep the power in the family, which needless to say is definitely not normal today. And despite what you might see in cartoons, Cleopatra never built a single pyramid.
Why? Because the famous pyramids were actually built 2,500 years before she was even born. Speaking of family, Cleopatra had 4 children, Caesar Leon, Cleopatra Selene, Alexander Helios, and Ptolemy. Her eldest son, Caesar Leon, was the son of Julius Caesar, while her other 3 children were fathered by Mark Antony. To wrap up this deep dive, here is my absolute favourite mind-blowing fact. Chronically, Cleopatra lived closer in time to the 1969 Apollo moon landing, than she did to the construction of the Great Pyramid of Giza. Sadly, that's all we have for our history deep dive today, but I hope you all learned a ton about Cleopatra and the ancient Egypt. Up next, we have Tess with a book report. That girl loves books. I bet when she grows up, she would turn into a book or tries to marry one. Who knows? Anyway, here is our resident bookworm, Tess.
Turn into a book? That's crazy talk, Millie. But marry one? Maybe we need to do some research into that. A country where that is legal. Anyway, my future romance is not what I should be thinking right now. Even though my horoscope's romance is the key for me over the next month. Let's get on with the show. Today, I'm doing a book review on The Shamer's Daughter. It's a fast-paced fantasy book filled with superable, likable characters. The story follows a 10-year-old girl named Dina. Dina is an outcast of her town because she's a shamer, a person with magic eyes and a magic voice. Her mother is also a shamer, and Dina is her assistant. Here's a quick breakdown of what a shamer can do. If they look at you, they can bring out the most embarrassing and shameful moments of your life. Plus, their voice can control people. Scary, right? Anyway, her mum leaves for a job. The next day, someone arrives to take Dina to the city. Spoiler alert, this person is actually the big, bad villain of the story and the whole series. Dina thinks her mum sent for her, but oopsie, her mum definitely didn't. I won't spoil for the rest of the book, even though I really want to. You'll just have to read it yourself. This is Tess, over now. Up next is Willow with a sweet tune about making brave choices about who you are and what you love. No judgment here. Take it away, Willow.
Kia ora, I'm Willow, and I'm playing a song I wrote called Outcast. This song is about what it feels like when you are unnoticed, misunderstood, or a bit wild and animalistic. In my opinion, I think this is one of the best songs ever. I really hope you guys like it. Check it out.
We are an outcast from human society. The sticks and stones have been thrown at us. What a different life, animalistic, howling, growling, meowing, hissing, scratching, and so much more. We're running on fours in the beach in the forest. Anywhere else, we are different, but all the same. No one really gets us. We look at the threats, not the friends. Shifting with every move. People bully us for the way we are. So just be yourself. We are an outcast from human society. And no one likes us. Sticks and stones have been thrown at us. Yeah. We're different like animalistic. Howling, growling, meowing, hissing, scratching. And so much more. We're running on fours in the beach and the forest. Anywhere else, we are different, but all the same. We are an outcast from human society. Yeah. And no one likes us. Sticks and stones have been thrown at us. We're different like animalistic, howling, growling, yowling, hissing, scratching. It's so much more. We're running on fours in the beach and the forest. Texas.
You look at the threads, not the friends, shifting with every move. Hypocrisy is for the way we are. So just be yourself. Howling, calling, yowling, hissing, scratching. There's so much fun, we run on all fours in the beach in the forest. And when we were out, we are different, but all the same.
Hi, Maddie here, and I'm going to be interviewing Hayden, one of our amazing teacher aides here at DPS. Welcome to the station, Hayden. To kick things off, if you had to describe a typical day as a teacher at a Douglas Park school in just three words, what would they be?
I guess in three words I'll describe it as fun, rewarding and challenging.
Yeah. What's the secret to being a great teacher aide that most people don't know about?
Having patience, I think, is one of the big things, something that I've got to really work on a lot. I don't have a lot of patience a lot of the time, but when you're working as a teacher, you do need to be patient and really take your time with a lot of things. So,
yeah. What's the absolute best part of your day helping the kids here?
I guess seeing things get finished, whether they're projects, games of sport, especially with kids that are struggling a little bit, helping them, and when they finish a task, to see the reward coming out of that, I think that's the thing I like the most, so yeah.
Have you worked at any other schools before Douglas Park, or did you realise right away that we're the best school around?
Well, we are totally the best, but I was unfortunately at another school up in Central Hawke's Bay called Waipawa. That's where I started teacher aiding, and but yeah, DPS is by far the best.
Yeah. What's the absolute best part of your day helping the kids here?
I think I've mentioned it before, just the reward of seeing the kids achieve, helping them achieve and going through a process of helping them achieve. So, and when the kids are rewarded, I guess, as a teacher aide, it's a nice little reward for yourself also.
Every job has its tough moments. What's the trickiest or hardest part of your job?
I guess for me, because you wouldn't think so, but I'm quite emotional, and seeing some kids come to school that may need a little bit of extra food or a Milo in the mornings just to get their day started, or some kids just run up to you just wanting a hug, and that sort of affects me a little bit because you just want to grab them all together and give everyone a big hug and say, we're going to have a good day today. So I think that's the hardest part for me is trying to keep my emotions straight with that sort of thing. So,
what's the one thing a student has said or done that made you laugh so hard you almost couldn't stop?
Oh boy, it's almost every day something happens in the playground with laughing. I mean, I'm constantly laughing at the school. I couldn't probably pinpoint one thing, but every day there's someone slipping over in the mud. There's one day when someone does something really funny in class or that sort of thing. So, but I think, as mean as this sounds, I think playground tumbles make me laugh the most.
If the teachers at Douglas Park was forced to enter a superhero team battle, what would your superpower be?
Whoa, that's a real hard one. I like to throw things, so I guess if something could be flying out of my hands, like flames or ice things, that I could freeze someone, I guess that would be my superpower. Something I could do from a distance without getting too close to someone. Yeah, throw fire.
Yeah. Be honest, who actually has more energy on a Friday afternoon, the students or the teachers?
I definitely think the students. My son goes here too, and the second we get home from school, he's wanting to go and play football. So I otherwise do lots during the week at school, or he does nothing. It's one of the two, but I think, yeah, teachers will definitely be more tired, and students definitely more energy come Friday afternoon.
If you could trade places with any student or teacher at our school for one day, who would you pick and why?
I would probably pick, as far as a staff member goes, I'd probably pick Mr. Blue, because I love working with tools, getting my hands dirty, fixing things. So if I could, I would love to swap with Mr. Blue, to be honest.
Yeah. What is the ultimate lunchbox item, in your opinion?
Because I make boring lunches for myself every week, and come Friday it's Subway day, and even though the students are supposed to only get the Subway, I order a sneaky sandwich myself and put Tama's name on it, my son's name on it, then I raid his Subway bag when he arrives. So I like my wrap, a nice wrap, salad wrap on a Friday.
If you caught a student trying to feed their homework to a dog, would you give them extra credit for creativity?
Absolutely.
Great, I'm going to try that.
Yeah, I think marking it when it comes out the other end might be the problem though.
Yeah. If you could give one piece of advice to every kid listening right now at Douglas Park, what would it be?
Don't give up. Always try hard, whether you're a student or a teacher. If you give it your best, you're going to get rewarded with something at the end of the day. And things are pretty tough everywhere, so I think just stick with it and keep trying hard.
Up next is Willow with a movie review. Take it away, Willow. I think it's Toy Story 5.
Hello, I'm your lovely host, Willow, and today we're talking about a recent movie, Toy Story 5, and it's easily one of the best movies. Spoiler alert, Jess and Buzz kiss. Whoa, 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 whoa. So cool. All right, let's get into it. So at the start, Jess remembers her original owner, Emily, who wrote her name on Jess's shoe. But now Jess is with Bonnie. Bonnie is playing pretend wedding with her toys, which is awesome, but she really wants to go play with the neighborhood kids. She asks if she can join them, but they are already glued to their tablets called Lily Pads. It's basically an iPad. Soon Bonnie gets totally addicted to it and starts ignoring her toys. She even leaves for a sleepover but accidentally drops Jess and Bullseye out of the window. Luckily, a nice old couple finds Jess and brings her back to her home. Now we're going to jump ahead a bit because, well, some scenes aren't that important. Once they are back inside, a toy toilet roll helps them get up to the bedroom along with other smart devices. Jess shows the devices what real play looks like. I'm going to fast forward again because no one likes huge spoilers, but the toys end up going on a secret mission, and at the very end of the movie, Jess and Buzz kiss. I left out a few details on purpose so you can still be surprised. I hope you have an awesome time watching Toy Story 5, and hopefully Toy Story 6 comes out soon. Next up is Tess talking about the water cycle. I think it's that bicycle made out of water. That sounds like the best invention yet. Take it away, Tess.
Hi, welcome back to Facts with Tess, and today I'm going to be talking about the water cycle, and it's not a bike made out of water. Sometimes I worry about you, although. Boring, right? Well, don't change the station yet, because I'm going to make it interesting. The water cycle is actually essential for all life on Earth. There are four main steps that make it work: evaporation, transpiration, condensation, and precipitation. Weather patterns and the sun are the big powerhouses driving the whole thing. Now, you can actually do a cool experiment at home to create your very own water cycle. All you need is a glass of hot water, some cling wrap, and an ice cube. First, pour the hot water into the glass and stretch the cling wrap tightly over the top. Then, place the ice cube right on top of the wrap. If you watch closely, you'll see the hot water turn into invisible vapor, rise to the top, and form little raindrops under the cold wrap. Pretty cool, huh? So why is the water cycle so important? Because it gives us fresh water, and we can't drink salt water from the ocean, so the water cycle acts like Earth's giant water filter. It supplies fresh water for animals when they're thirsty, and for plants which soak it up during their tiny microscopic cells. And that's the end of my report on the water cycle. Keep your sponges handy, and I'll catch you next time on Facts of Tess. Don't change the dial. Some more sweet tunes from Piper coming your way.
It's your girl Piper taking over the mic. So check this out. I was just trapped in a class and my teacher was droning on and on about how the T-Rex went extinct. You know the story. Giant space rock, lots of dust, but doom and gloom, snore. It was literally so boring that I'm pretty sure my brain actually started to fossilize right there at my desk. But instead of falling asleep and drooling on my textbook, I put my tiny T-Rex arms to work and grabbed my pencil, wrote down some totally epic lyrics, and turned that giant dino snooze fest into an absolute banger. So turn your speakers all the way up, get ready to stomp your claws and thrash your tail, because here is my brand new, totally original track. Hope you love it. Bye!
The dino ages, we weren't extinct. We ruled the land and we got the gold Olympic medal in swimming. But this is how we all died. Also, by the way, we used for pogo sticks to get around because we were very lazy like a lemon on a hot Tuesday morning. How I died was very blind. But then they got smarter and smarter and we died again. How I died was very blind. Why? Because we put lemon in our eyes. For some reason we were jumping in the pool and practiced for the Olympics. But we jumped into a lava pool cause we couldn't see properly cause of the lemon.
It's Willow. I'm back. Today we are doing a deep dive about cats. We're not just doing facts and other stuff like last time. Today we're starting on cowbreeds, how to pronounce them, a little fact about them, and how to identify them. Okay, let's get into the first couple, Holstein Friesian. How to pronounce it? Holstein Friesian. How to identify it? They are black with white dots. Or if you believe they're white with black dots. One fact. This is one of the most popular milks. Jersey. How to pronounce it? Jersey. How to identify it? They are like a beige colour. Also, with the Holstein Friesian, its milk is really popular for its creamy texture. Number 3. Hereford. How to pronounce it? Hereford. how to identify it. They are brownish, reddish, and have a white head. They can live in any climate. Wow, that was a lot of cows. I think we have two or so more. Black Hereford, how to pronounce it. Black Hereford. They are black and have white heads. And they are, Herefords are a beef cattle breeded, developed in the United States in 1949 across Angus and Hereford cattle. Brown swish. Brown swish. How to identify. They're a classic brown dairy cow. A fact about them. They're calm, ancient dairy breed, great for cheese production. Those are a couple of cow breeds, but breeds have over 1,000 different, so I can't cover them all. Maybe next time we could cover 10. Bring all your chairs close up, because next is our radio play. It's crazy and set in space where there's even a wedding. What could you more want? All right, gotta go now. Bye. Now you know about cows.
Ladies and gentlemen, aliens and astronauts who fart in their spacesuits, welcome to the most wildly chaotic audio adventure this side of the Milky Way. Strap yourselves in, hold on to your snacks, and prepare your ears for the space heist and a magic cow. Before we blast off into pure madness, meet our brave and deeply confused crew. Maddie, as Mila, the astronaut, who just wants to unbuckle my seatbelt. Chloe, as Ivy, the scientist trying desperately to keep this mission insane. Millie, as Angelina, the official spotter of high-altitude livestock. Johnny, as John, a 6 or maybe 7-year-old, stowaway with zero fear and negative manners. Willow, as Belle, the galaxy premier flying, talking, grass-obsessed magic cow. And Piper and Tess as Sir Steve and Nova, two top-secret government star guides who are trying to retrieve their cow and plan a space wedding at the exact same time. Will the crew survive zero gravity? Will NASA successfully steal the cow? Will Johnny ever stop making kissing noises? Quiet on the seat. Lower your visor, and whatever you do, don't open the airlock for the mooing stargazer. Cue the rocket engines in 3, 2, 1, liftoff.
The crew hopped into their spaceship and prepared to leave Earth. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, liftoff!
Can we unbuckle our seatbelts now?
No, not yet.
Is it space yet?
who is that?
I'm John. I'm 6 or maybe 7. 6, 7.
Oh my goodness, why is there a kid on our spaceship?
I'm not a kid. I'm an astronaut because I'm on a spaceship.
You realize we're not going back for a long time, right? You won't get to see your family for years.
I don't have a family. My mummy died and my daddy got hit by a train, but I'm all right.
Moving on. Are we nearly there yet, Ivy?
What the heck?
Are you seeing what I'm seeing?
Duh. I also see the flying cow floating outside the window.
No, let me in.
No, don't open it.
But the astronauts didn't hear him.
Okay, well, in that case, let the cow in.
Moo, I'm magic.
Did that cow just talk?
Yes.
Cows should not be able to speak.
Well, that one can.
A talking cow? Cool.
Excuse me. Can I have my cow back, please?
Yes, we want our cow back, please.
Wait, now there are talking stars?
No, actually we're star guides.
Can you please tell me where these people are taking me if you're star guides?
No, we guide you through space.
Oh, I've heard of those on YouTube.
Why am I just learning about this?
Because we are classified documents in the government file.
Oh, that makes sense. But why?
I don't know. Just give it back a cow.
Wait a minute. Are you two in a love situation?
Ooh la la, kissy face.
Excuse you, we're getting married.
Yeah, that was mean.
Oh, more kissy face.
Can someone shut this kid's mouth?
No. Please. No, you shut your mouth.
Stop. Let's steal the cow.
Yes, go, go, go.
We're in zero gravity in space, Mila. We can't go, go, go.
Oh, am I stupid?
Yes.
Moo, food, please.
Oh, no. Does anyone have cow feed?
Yes, I do, and that's right. Wait. We're trying to take a cow.
We should host a space wedding right now here instead, because, yeah, why not?
Oh, well, thank you for thinking of us.
Wait, Steve, don't fall for it. They're distracting us.
Grass in space.
Quick, put the cow in the storage locker.
Hey, that's our magic flying cow.
Not anymore. It's NASA property now.
Yay! Space wedding and a stolen cow! Best field trip ever!
And so, the crew blasted off deeper into space with two angry star guides, a newly married couple, a stowaway 7-year-old, and one very happy magic flying cow.
Cue the listeners, it's Tess back on the mic. Would that play really push the limits? And what primary school kids should be doing live on radio, right? But that's how we like it here at DPS. Edgy, fresh, cow lights and space themed. It's like a crazy combo, but it works. Now, I have a very serious question for you. Are you wearing your official dancing pants? No, well, go put them on immediately, because my brand new song is about to drop. Clear a path in the classroom, push those discs out of the way and get ready to burst a move. 3, 2, 1, let's dance.
When the lights turn on and the music starts, what you gonna do? Yeah, dancing on the dance floor in your PJ when mom and dad are gone. We're gonna pull out the beats cause we're on the dance floor, yeah, the dance floor. So get ready for dancing on the dance floor, yeah. Dancing on the dance floor.
Hey! Oh, sorry. Welcome to the library. Please be quiet or read a book or maybe listen to my song. But seriously, keep it down or we'll bite you like Mr. Riley bites kids who make bad choices.
You out, but don't make us doubt. Shh, quiet. This is the library. Turn the song on low, or I will make a blow with the bat. Shh, quiet. This is the library. We will kick you. fun, I like reading. And you can take the books and stuff right now. But please be quiet, quiet now, or I will bite your toesies, cow. This is the library. We will kick you out, but don't make us doubt. Shh, quiet. This is the library. Turn the song on low, or I will make a blow with the bat. Shh, quiet. This is the library. We will kick you out, but don't make us doubt.
My name is Piper, and today I'm going to be talking about the classic movie Kangaroo Jack. Don't worry, I'll try my absolute best not to spoil it for you. In the movie, two best friends owe some dangerous people a lot of money to pay off their debt, but they have to travel all the way to Australia and trek through the outback. Along the way, they accidentally hit a kangaroo with their car. Thinking it's knocked out cold, they decide to put a red jacket on the kangaroo to make a funny photo. But then, bam, the kangaroo hops back to life and zooms away. That's when the friends realise something terrible. All of the money was inside the jacket. So they have to spend the rest of the movie chasing Kangaroo Jack across the wild outback just to get their money back. All right. I need to stop talking before I give away the ending. It's super funny, exciting movie, and I definitely recommend watching it. Up next is JK.
Bet you thought you would finish with me, JK. Well, you're not. One more song, baby. Is it just me or is it getting hot in here? Oh, wait, never mind. It's just my brand new song. Get ready, because this track will have you feel like you're sitting at a summer barbie just waiting for a sausage on bread. Fun fact about me, I was actually born in Australia, so put your cowboy boots on, sit back and enjoy this country song. Yeehaw!
Oi, where are you going? Join in on the barbie. And don't forget to leave without a plate with some sausages. Out here in the western, there are some crazy things, like orb weevils, huntsmen, and so more. And we can't talk about snakes like the eastern brown snake, and personally my favorite, it's gotta be the common death adder. Watch out for spiders, and sizzle the saucy. Don't forget the tomato, or even the barbecue. Whatever you like, you can get it. Oh man, I just lost my leg. Oh boy, the western is hot. Also, did you see a pet dinosaur here? Yep, that's true. It's found mostly around the country. And don't you even forget about that ham and cheese patty thingy. I kind of forgot the name of it, sorry. Down at my local deli. Watch out for spiders and sizzle the sausages. Don't forget the tomato or even the barbecue. Whatever you like, you can get it. Oh man, I just lost my leg. Now my school, not DPS.
But my first school, leader school, I loved and loved all the stuff there. They had cross country there, and even small bikes, yikes. That was preschool, but we called it an assembly instead of celebration time. Oh yeah. I forgot about the kangaroos.
Well, Douglas Park School, we're officially reached the end of another completely unhinged broadcast on the DPS radio.
Wow, what a show. We've covered everything today. We saw a magic flying grass-obsessed cow in space, listened to Chloe interview her four-time world champion karate ninja mum, and watched Tess nearly try to legally marry a fantasy book.
Not to mention Willow breaking down all 1,000 cow breeds, JK dropping in Australian country tracks in his cowboy boots, and Chloe nearly breaking her ankle again just walking about the netball poles.
Honestly, I'm just relieved we made it through without anyone actually feeding the homework to a dog, though I did want to. And Hayden, the teacher aide, would have probably given you extra credit for creativity if you tried.
A quick status report on the staff room. The teacher tiredness sensor is officially critical. Mr. Riley is currently chugging his third bucket of coffee. Miss Ryan is still staring blankly at the whiteboard. I'm pretty sure Mr. Watts is actively hunting down missing glow stick lids for an afternoon snack.
So, a friendly reminder to all students before the bell rings, if you see a teacher looking like their brain is mush, do not ask where your pencil is for the 10th time. Just gently hand them a biscuit, back away slowly, and try not to trip over any nipple posts on your way out.
To all our year sixes walking around like total bosses, enjoy being the biggest kids on the grounds while it lasts. Intermediate is coming fast. And if anyone finds a single shoe in the lost property box, seriously, how did you walk home?
Put on your official dancing pants, stay clear of the tinsel in the staff room, and whenever you do, don't open the airlock for the moving stargazer.
Thanks for turning in. Stay cool, and we'll catch you next time on Douglas Park School Radio.